Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Policy and Advocacy in Action, a channel of NRCDV Radio. I'm Kathy Moore, and today I'll be talking with Heather McCauley, one of the authors of a paper in our special series on Welcome to Policy and Advocacy in Action, a channel of NRCDV Radio. I'm Kathy Moore, and today I'll be talking with Heather McCauley, one of the authors of a paper in our special series on coordinated entry and domestic and sexual violence. Dr. McCauley is an assistant professor in the School of Social Work at Michigan State University. Before we launch into the interview with Dr. McCauley, allow me to provide a bit of context and clarify a few terms you'll be hearing in our discussion. First, Dr. McCauley talks about research she conducted as she and her colleague Taylor Reed prepared a paper for the Domestic Violence Housing and Technical Assistance Consortium. The consortium is an innovative, collaborative approach to providing training, technical assistance, and resources at the critical intersection of domestic and sexual violence, homelessness, and housing. As the consortium, five national technical assistance providers carefully review practices in the housing field, monitor their impact on survivors of domestic and sexual violence, and seek to address disparities experienced by people who have been systematically oppressed. Based on what we've been seeing, the consortium is issuing a special series of papers intended to spark a deliberate shift in policies and practices toward a culturally responsive, trauma-informed, and survivor-centered approach to allocating housing resources. At present, local communities who receive federal funds organize their work in what is called a continuum of care, or COC. These COCs use particular tools and procedures to assess, prioritize, and match people experiencing housing insecurity with available housing services. People in need of housing assistance are moved through coordinated entry, also known as CE, which is a process administered by local continuums of care. When well designed, coordinated entry is intended to streamline and centralize housing assistance, to protect against bias, to make access to housing assistance less subjective and more equitable. Many local communities have adopted a screening tool called the Vulnerability Index Service Prioritization Decision Assistance Tool, or VSPIDAT for short. This tool and its limitations is the focus of Dr. McCauley's paper and our discussion in this podcast. One other term you'll hear mentioned in the podcast is HMIS, which stands for Homeless Management Information System. In essence, HMIS is a database where local communities collect information about individuals and families accessing housing assistance. That's a brief outline of some of the terms and concepts we'll be discussing in this podcast. So without further ado, let's hear from Dr. McCauley. Thank you for joining us today for another episode of Policy in Action, an NRCDV radio podcast production. Gratitude as well to our guest, Dr. Heather McCauley. To learn more about the intersection of domestic and sexual violence, homelessness, and housing, visit the consortium's website, safehousingpartnerships.org. That's safehousingpartnerships, all one word, .org. You can also access other resources on gender-based violence by going to the National Resource Center on Domestic Violence website, nrcdv.org. And you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at nrcdv. Policy in Action is an NRCDV radio podcast production brought to you by the National Resource Center on Domestic Violence. Support is provided by the Administration on Children, Youth, and Families, Family and Youth Services Bureau, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Its contents are solely the responsibility of the presenters and do not necessarily represent the official views of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.